Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys. It's Saturday morning. It's a little overcast, but it's going to be a great day to get out in your backyard and fire up that grill. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. And good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the show, and thanks for taking a little time on Saturday morning with us. You know, just listening to Dick Vermeil's voice there, I got a phone call from one of his guys this week asking me if I'd come out and cook for that celebrity golf outing again for him this year, so I had to say yes.
Absolutely. That's a done deal. That's a great charitable thing he does, but it also affords you the opportunity to meet a lot of really cool guys that are just grilling guys.
Yeah, it's fun. It's for a good cause, and Coach is just an awesome fella, and yeah, wouldn't help out a cause like that for a guy like Coach.
Yeah, speaking of causes, you know, I was working this Gilda's Laugh Fest over the last 10 days. That wrapped up last weekend, about a week ago right now. Fantastic event. But while I was doing that, I was downtown a lot because the whole thing went around. And they are going to raise a great amount of money. They had almost 60,000 people come in from 25 states. Just great, great cause. And Gilda's does great work in our town. But while I was downtown, I saw this thing called this Great Lakes Pub Cruiser. If you guys have not seen this, you got to check it out. And right now on the line, we have Lori Ryan from the Great Lakes Pub Cruiser. Lori, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm great.
Super. Well, hey, thanks for making time for us. I'm willing to bet that a lot of our listeners have no idea what the Great Lakes Pub Cruiser is. Let's talk a little bit about that.
All right. What we are is we are a 15-person specialty party bike. We come from Amsterdam, and we have 10 pedal stations. We are totally powered by our riders. And if we are going at full capacity with 10 good peddlers, we go a high of 5 miles an hour.
And if you haven't seen this thing, you can go online. What's your website, Lori? Because people that are listening at home might want to do this while we've got you on the line. What's the website?
www.greatlakespubcruiser.com.
Hi, Lori. This is Bob.
I saw. Hi, Bob.
I've got a picture of your cruiser here, and I'm just wondering, you know, what that does when you have to pedal that thing that far. If it just enhances the experience, how's that work out for your riders?
Actually, it's very easy to pedal. We don't go real fast, but it is not difficult to pedal it at all. And we do have we look like a pub if people are not visualizing this. That's why we're called a pub cruiser. But we do not, because of the laws in Michigan, we cannot serve alcohol on city streets or allow it to be consumed on city streets.
So run it on the sidewalk, Lori. What's going on, man? Let's get creative.
Now, could you take this to a tailgate party?
I could take it to a tailgate party, yes. You could rent us for a tailgate party. We'd have to tow it, and we do have a trailer. And that could happen. One of the bar owners talked about having me as an entry for an art prize type piece, kind of a draw for a venue that they are an art prize venue, and we'd be parked on private property, so thereby the tap would be fully functional.
A drinkable piece of art. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So when we're out on the road, we usually do about a 3 mile bike tour, and we have about 3 to 4 stops that we will make at different pubs. And so you pedal about a half mile, you run into a pub, and you get your drink on, and then you come back out 20 minutes later, and you get your pedal on, and you take off and go to the next pub.
All right, I feel like we've got to describe this thing for those people that can't get online. What it is, it's a four-wheeled vehicle, if you will, and it looks kind of like about a 20-foot long, built on a trailer frame. But what it is there's 6 pedestal seats on each side of this thing, and where you would normally set your feet are pedals, and you actually put your feet on, and you're powering this thing. It appears that somebody that works for you, Lori, is going to be driving it, and you're sitting at a bar with your elbows on the bar. You're on a little cushy seat, and your feet are resting on a pedal, and there's 6 on each side, and then there's the 2 loafer seats on the back that don't seem to have pedals, but people that can just ride along. So it looks like this thing carries 14, 16 people. Am I about right?
Yeah, and we actually carry 15 people plus the pilot. And, yes, the pilot is one of myself or my partners. And we come with it.
And do you pedal also?
No, actually, I kind of got the cushy job in the event. I steer and I brake.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's important. You know, brakes are almost more important than the accelerator on a lot of vehicles, especially if you're coming close to the pub. You got to stop and make sure you're, you know, exit at the right time. But so, Lori, let's talk a little bit about how can people rent this thing? When do you open up? Where is it available? The rates, let's talk about that.
All righty. We are opening officially April 14th is when we're first starting our tour bookings. We've got about 20 bookings already. You can get online at our website, www.GreatLakesPubCruiser.com, and click on the booking tab. We have a routes page on that website as well. We have three routes designed currently, working on a fourth. One route is on the northwest side of Grand Rapids. We take off and start all of our tours at Mount Vernon and Bridge Street, about between Bridge and Douglas there on Mount Vernon.
On the west side of Grand Rapids.
On the west side. And we have a west side route, and then we have two routes downtown. One route is called the Arts District route, which goes up past the Civic Theater. And the other route is called the Heart of Downtown route, and takes in the craft brew houses of Founders and Hopcat and everything in between. And,
you know, this is kind of cool because I'm looking on your website and you've got these routes that you've described, and you've even gone as far as to say how easy or hard it is to pedal this thing on these routes. So if you're really just feeling like a true pub crawl and you don't want to exert any exercise, you take route one all the way up to route three. It says it's going to require moderate exercise and fast pedaling to get to four bars or more because of inclines in the road. I mean, you guys have thought of everything. This is pretty cool.
Well, we've been out doing some sample tours, and we really have perfected that, yes, you really do have to get your pedal on hard on Route 3.
Yeah, that's great. But, well, this is a cool thing, another Michigan business. It appears that you and some of your friends have put this together, this little business called the Great Lakes Pub Cruiser. Is that correct?
Yes, there are five of us in this venture together. We're all women. Four of us are educators, and one of my partners is a biologist that lives down in South Carolina. So just bike enthusiasts and friends that wanted to do something different.
Hi, Lori. This is Bob. I think it's a cool concept. What you might add to there is you might put the number of points and calories burnt on each route so people could see how many points they're going to burn off for all those Weight Watchers out there.
Yes, I'm one of them as well, so I do need to do that, Bob.
Because I know if my bride is going to go on something like that, she's going to want to know how many points she's burning.
So now I suppose you got to have the negative side of that, too, is how many beers you drink, add the calories back in, how far you pedal. I think this could be a neutral thing.
Did you ever see Karate Kid, Jop?
Yeah, I did. He stood on one leg.
What did Miyagi say?
Wax on, wax off.
No, that's what your coach said. He says, everything in the life need balance.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, hey, Lori, thanks so much for your time. This is a cool addition to West Michigan, the Great Lakes Pub Cruiser. Check it out online, www.what? What is it?
GreatLakesPubCruiser.com.
Fantastic. Well, we appreciate your time and look forward to seeing you in the downtown this summer.
Great, and I hope you guys will come ride us.
We will. We certainly will.
There's a closing line.
Right.
Thanks, Lori.
Yeah.
Hey, for all of you out there listening, also April 14th, we're going to be at Dark Horse. That's right. We're going to do our show live in Marshall, Michigan at Dark Horse Brewery, and we're going to stick around afterwards. At least I'm going to stick around and do some barbecue. Job's going to go home and rake the lawn.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I'll be judging their barbecue event that afternoon. So they've got professional grade competition and the amateur grade. If you're a pro or a tour guy, $1,500 purse for number one slot. So
yeah,
Dark Horse,
pretty cool. Get on their website and check it out. Coming up next, our grilling 9-time world champion Chris Marks is going to be joining us, talking about his fallen Missouri Tigers and the fall apart burger that goes with it. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. Come on,
high and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.